This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. If you need the shortcut to being, well, the most informed person in the room on B2B lead gen, you're definitely in the right place. Today, we are tearing apart the sources on a really specific high-stakes topic, optimizing those phone leads for B2B service businesses using, you know, targeted Google ads. Okay, so our mission today, it's laser-focused. For you, the learner, we need to pull out the exact actionable strategy, not just setting it up, but the how to generate those really high-intent leads like right now, and crucially, how to stop just, you know, hemorrhaging your budget on clicks that just lead to tire kickers.
Yeah, this is really tailored for, let's say, the growth-driven CEO in that B2B service space. You know the feeling, right? You're paying for clicks, you're getting traffic, but the sales cycle still feels way too long, and conversion rates, maybe not so great. You're not just trying to build like a passive audience here. You're aiming for qualified inbound leads, people ready to talk business pretty much immediately.
And that traditional approach, it seems fundamentally flawed for hitting that immediate goal. So yeah, we're unpacking the strategy that kind of cuts right through that friction. Phone lead optimization, specifically using Google's call-only campaigns, we're basically skipping the digital handshake and aiming straight for that high-value conversation.
Okay, so let's start with where the friction really is in standard pay-per-click campaigns. Just imagine, you know, a high-intent B2B prospect. They're searching for emergency commercial plumbing service. They click your ad, then what? Well, they hit your website. They've got to figure out the page, maybe watch a video, find the form, fill out like 15 fields, hit submit. And then they fall into this kind of black hole just waiting for a callback. Might be 30 minutes, might be 3 hours. That whole multi-step thing, it just kills urgency. Every single extra click, every action, it's another chance for them to drop off.
Right. And this is where we really have to understand the mindset, the psychology of that high intent prospect, especially in B2B services. The sources are pretty clear on this. The user who's searching Google and is actually willing to hit a call button, they're not browsing for white papers anymore. They're past the research phase. They're kind of, you know, standing there with their wallet out, looking for someone now or needing an urgent solution solved.
Precisely. And if you're selling those high value, maybe complex B2B services, think specific legal consulting or maybe enterprise software deployment or that emergency commercial repair we mentioned, the phone call is just the most direct, the most streamlined path to actually qualifying them. It takes the prospect from just looking to potential customer in like minutes, not days. We have to basically remove every single barrier between that moment of high intent and getting them talking to your sales team.
Okay, I get the speed benefit. That makes total sense. But let me just play devil's advocate for a sec, because I know this is what CEOs are thinking. If we totally skip the landing page, aren't we losing out on valuable data? Like, we lose the chance to maybe grab an email for nurturing later on, right? For those folks who might be ready next month, but maybe not today. What's the trade-off you're making here, really?
That's the absolutely essential strategic question. And you're right, you do sacrifice some of that wider top of funnel data collection, the emails, the retargeting audiences you build from landing page visitors, gone. But look, it's a deliberate exchange. You're sacrificing that volume and those longer term nurturing opportunities for immediate proven sales ready quality. The strategy, it's laser focused on that maybe 5-10% of users who are genuinely ready right now. And for a B2B service business that thrives on urgency and high deal values, the ROI on converting that immediate intent usually far outweighs the lost nurturing data.
Okay, that clarifies the trade-off. So let's drill down into the tool itself then. Call only campaigns. Let's get a really clear definition.
Right. So these are a specific type, a purpose-built kind of Google ad. Their only goal, to make a phone ring. That's it. And the way they work is honestly pretty genius in its simplicity, especially on mobile devices, which, let's face it, is where most of these high-intent, I-need-it-now searches happen.
Yeah, exactly. So when the prospect is scrolling on their phone, they see your ad, but instead of the usual blue link to click through to a website.
Correct. That space where the website link would normally be, it's replaced entirely by this big, hard-to-miss call button. Just one tap, and it opens the dialer on their phone, connecting them straight to your business instantly. It bypasses website load times. Forget about form submission errors, all that cognitive friction that comes with navigating a site. It's gone.
So the core benefit here isn't just speed, although that's huge. It's also focus, right? We're cutting out the landing page friction completely, and we're basically telling Google, look, I only want to pay if someone is actually ready to talk.
Yeah.
It turns your ad budget into this like dedicated pipeline filter for conversations.
Exactly. Now, here's the thing. Setting up a basic call-only campaign in Google Ads, that might take you, I don't know, 10 minutes. But optimization, that's a much deeper strategic effort. It demands real alignment between marketing and sales. We need to get way beyond just the basic ad setup. We need to focus on all the levers, internal and external, that actually guarantee high-quality leads coming through. And we've identified, based on the sources, six really critical strategic pillars for this.
Okay, six pillars. Let's dive in, starting where the money's actually spent. Pillar one, targeting high-intent keywords. This feels like where we defend the budget from the start. How do we really tell the difference between someone just researching versus someone with genuine commercial intent in this context without a landing page?
Right. This is where you have to be ruthless. Focus heavily on those long-tail keywords, you know, the longer, more specific phrases. Someone searching, what is commercial air conditioning maintenance? They're just learning. But someone searching commercial HVAC repair Dallas 24-hour service, that person's ready to hire. We're hunting for keywords that scream immediate commercial intent solution-seeking behavior. And here's where the strategy gets, well, a bit deeper. Because there's zero landing page friction, that safety net, it's gone. So you have to use negative keywords almost surgically. If your B2B service only deals with, say, enterprise-level clients, you absolutely must negative out terms like small business solutions or DIY repair. Your negative keywords become your primary pre-qualification tool here, stopping budget waste before the click even happens, or rather, before the call.
That makes sense. That strong filtering with keywords leads us right into pillar two, compelling ad copy for urgency and trust. Since there's no landing page to kind of make your detailed case, the ad copy itself has to do all the heavy lifting, right? In just those few short lines. Yeah, the copy needs to hit two things immediately. What's the instant benefit of calling right now? And what makes you the one they should trust and call? So really action-oriented language, something like call now for 30-minute response, and definitely highlighting unique selling points, maybe specific industry certifications right there in the headline. If they're going to skip the website and just call, they need that instant shot of trust.
Exactly. Okay, moving on. Pillar three, strategic geo-targeting. Now, this might seem obvious for any service business, but for optimization, it's really about budget efficiency. If you only service, say, a 50-mile radius around Chicago, then you absolutely restrict your campaigns precisely to those zip codes or counties or whatever makes sense. Don't spend a dime outside that area. But here's the nuance for, say, the B2B CEO watching the budget. Think about using geo modifiers on your bids. You might be willing to bid maybe 20% higher for a search coming from a specific downtown financial district zip code, right? Where your ideal high-value commercial clients are concentrated, compared to maybe a more distant suburban industrial park. This kind of targeted bidding makes sure your budget works hardest where the likelihood of a high-value client is highest.
Okay, so we've got the external public-facing stuff dialed in, keywords, copy, location. Now we shift focus internally, which feels critical. Pillar four is maybe the most vital piece for internal readiness. Ad scheduling for sales availability.
Oh, this is absolutely critical. And it hits the P&L, the profit and loss, immediately. Think about it. If you're paying Google, say, $50 for one of these high-intent calls, and that call goes straight to voicemail, you haven't just wasted $50. You've actually paid $50 to create a really negative first impression for a prospect who is ready to buy. You've actively annoyed a hot lead. So optimization absolutely dictates you only run these call-only campaigns during the specific verified business hours when your trained sales team is actually there. Staffed, ready, committed to answering ideally on the first or second ring. If your team clocks out at 5 p.m., those ads must stop running at 5.01 p.m.
Yeah.
No exceptions.
That makes perfect sense. It's like throwing money away otherwise. Okay.
Yeah.
So if we get the external factors right, pillars one, two, three, and we manage the operational risk with scheduling, pillar four, we obviously need to know what actually worked. Which brings us to pillar five, robust call tracking and reporting. And this has to go way beyond just counting the number of calls, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. The learner listening needs granular insight here. We're talking about implementing advanced call tracking tech. Stuff that captures not just that a call happened, but the call's duration, the specific keyword, and the ad copy that triggered it, and crucially, using metrics like the call status within Google Ads itself. And you have to define a conversion based on actual engagement, a two-second hangup that's not a lead, obviously. You should be setting minimum call duration thresholds, maybe, say, 90 seconds, maybe 2 minutes, depends on your business, and only count calls hitting that threshold as real conversions in your optimization platform. Even better, for sophisticated B2B services, you should probably assign different values to conversions. A 5-minute call is clearly worth way more than a 2-minute call, right? So optimizing your bids towards maximum conversion value, not just the maximum number of calls, that's how you drive real, profitable,
ROI.
Wow, okay. That level of detail and tracking, valuing the calls, it feeds directly into the final pillar, doesn't it? And maybe the most challenging one operationally. Pillar 6, seamless sales handoff. Marketing's done its job perfectly. The phone rings with a high intent lead. Now sales has to take the baton. And this is where, let's be honest, a lot of B2B orgs can stumble.
Indeed. It's so true. These incoming calls, they're hot leads. They're not casual inquiries. They're often demanding immediate answers or solutions. The person answering that phone absolutely must recognize this isn't just another call. This prospect deliberately bypassed the whole research phase online. They are not tire kickers, and this demands a serious internal commitment. Yes, immediate response times, obviously, but also, ideally, a dedicated, maybe even slightly different, trained sales script or approach focused on immediate qualification and engagement. The sales rep needs to be able to pivot really quickly from just answering the phone to understanding the basic size and scope of the potential project, probably in under 60 seconds. If they fumble or take too long, that high value intent just evaporates.
So what you're saying is this marketing strategy, this digital strategy, actually forces a pretty fundamental structural commitment from the sales department itself. If the sales team isn't equipped or ready for that kind of high velocity input, the entire marketing spend on these campaigns could just be wasted.
Exactly. That's the crux of it. The ultimate success of this very specific digital strategy hinges entirely on non-digital operational effectiveness inside the business.
Okay, so let's try and connect all these threads now. When you systematically put these 6 strategies into practice, you really move away from that slow burn of just hoping your organic traffic or standard PPC eventually turns into a real conversation.
Right. You effectively build a more predictable, high-speed lead generation system. The sources really back this up. This strategy significantly boosts the number of truly qualified inbound leads, and it really helps shorten that sales cycle. How? By filtering out all the noise up front and delivering, as the sources put it, real leads, not just traffic. It's a fundamental shift in how you approach lead gen, moving from quantity to immediate quality.
So if your B2B business really thrives on that direct, high-value client engagement and closing deals relatively quickly, this optimization strategy seems essential. It moves you past just building authority, like with SEO, or nurturing leads over time, like content marketing does. And it forces you straight into that high-value conversation. But, and it's a big but, only if your internal processes, especially sales, can actually handle that speed and intent.
And that speed, that velocity, brings us nicely to our final thought for you, the learner, to maybe chew on. We've really hammered home the critical importance of Pillar 4, the ad scheduling, and Pillar 6, that seamless sales handoff. This entire optimization strategy really forces a CEO to look at marketing spend not just as marketing, but as an immediate high-stakes investment in their own operational readiness. So given this huge emphasis on someone being there to answer the phone and handling that lead instantly, what previously perhaps untapped internal resource completely outside of the digital marketing team actually becomes the single biggest factor determining success or failure for this entire strategy. Think about it. The budget defense might be in those negative keywords, yeah, but the actual ROI defense, it lands squarely in the hands of that frontline staff answering the calls.
That's a really interesting way to frame it. The success isn't just digital. Okay, this deep dive into optimizing phone leads should hopefully give you the clarity needed to refine your strategy and focus your budget for those immediate high-quality results. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.